Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock's here. Keita's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, joining us from the north, from Canada. She's an author and an expert in what makes people more productive and how to be happier in their lives. She's a speaker, a publicist, and she's our good friend, Keita Spock. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be here.
The Simple Life, ladies and gentlemen. That's her one of her books. Keita, you heard me in the opener talk about people who won't get out of their own way. People meaning you and me. Let's not throw off on other people. At least I'm not going to throw off on other people. That's one of the issues that I've had to deal with. And you know, if you're can't get out of your own way, that means that you're running at the world and the world is rejecting you. And if you don't make any adjustments and you keep doing that, that's the definition of insanity, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the question of or the statement of repeating the same thing and expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a double-edged sword, isn't it, Jim? You have to be single-minded in your business. You have to be focused mm-hmm. to be able to get to a result. But that single-mindedness, if it is prolonged, in other words, it's not assessed after a certain while, or there's been success, and then there's the idea that, well, if I just continue doing the same thing, I'll keep having the same success. And you and I know that after a while, that does not happen. It mm-hmm. starts to decrease. And that's exactly the time that this idea of looking around, of exploring, of getting out of ourselves, getting out of our way.
Checking your position.
Exactly.
One of my mentors used to say that to me. He'd say, check your position. When I'd ask him about, when I'd be frustrated about how things were, he'd say, check your position.
Yeah, the other aspect to this is that you may actually, and there are those of us out there who are successful. And the aspect here is that success wears down, that if there is not an exploration or if there is not an engagement, if you like, into the next level of achievement, Jim, then there is this stymieing, then there is perhaps even stagnation that occurs.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to something you said a minute ago about this two-edged sword, or you can also think of it as a coin with two sides, right, the heads and the tails. You talked about having to the way you said it is it sounded like the way I say this by saying that you have to believe in yourself. I tell entrepreneurs if you aren't prepared to believe in yourself, everything else will let you down. At some point in time, as an entrepreneur, you'll be sitting there and there'll be nothing but you. The capital will be gone, the customers will be gone, the employees will be gone, the marketplace will reject you. There'll be a day like that. There may be more than one day. And if you don't believe in yourself, you won't come back. But the key is, and this is what what I'm taking away from what you're saying, is that you have to believe in yourself, but also I think this is what you've taught us over the years, you need to figure out how to believe in your best self.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, and that best self is constantly evolving, Jim. Because we as human beings, as business people, in one way are reflecting and mirroring what's going on around us. If we're good readers of the market and of our environment, then we are able to adapt our products or services accordingly. If we are not reading, in other words, continually being vigilant about what's going on around us,
mm-hmm.
we get lost in that, what I mentioned earlier, that single-mindedness, and it's as if we become slightly blinded.
Mm-hmm.
We have the blinders on to our own immediate needs, or this is the way I'm going to do it, and we lose sight of what actually is happening outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. How the world is responding to us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes, for instance, you may have a dedicated customer who's been a real loyal individual come in, and you've been dealing with them for 5-6 years. And then one day they walk in, they say, you know, Jim, you know, Keita, I've been thinking about this, and I'm wondering if we should maybe try doing X, Y, Z in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And you or I are so caught up in that, oh, no, everything's going all right. We've done that this way this long, and it's working. Why would we bother to change it?
Mm-hmm.
Why would we even bother to look at different options or alternatives? And as soon as that closing down, mm-hmm. internal closing down, starts to occur, then you'll have this client saying to you or thinking, I wonder why they're not open to my opinion.
Well, here's what really actually, give me an example of something that's maybe more likely to happen today, and that is that the customer just doesn't come back. Because you didn't go out to their place and find out that, and you're not, that you weren't the one to recommend to them that we make the adjustments.
Yeah.
That's the more dangerous thing. God bless the customer that comes to me and says, you know, I want to help you help me. But a lot of customers, you just become irrelevant to them. Your way of thinking, see, this is what's scary. They'll go away from you without you even knowing what happened.
Yeah.
Because being the way you're just describing yourself.
Right. The whole thing here is, again, depending on who you are as a person, and we've been talking about this in our conversation a long time, your authenticity, Jim, will perhaps prompt a client mm-hmm. to come to you and say
right.
whatever they need to say to you.
Right.
If you are not authentic in the first place, then you've lost that. Customer.
Well,
there's
see,
no
you got to come back to what you said about evolution.
Yeah.
You said we're constantly evolving, but that's because everything is, right?
Correct.
We're part of everything, and so is your customer's expectations. Those are critical, folks. But we're going to talk some more about how to get out of your own way, how to avoid the definition of insanity after this break. My problem, Keita, is I love me. That's why it's so hard for me to deal with. I love me. Quick break. Keita, give us a website quickly, please.
KeitaSpak.com. KeitaSpak.com.
There it is. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.